Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Miami, last time they recovered an onside kick was the game week 17 of the 2017 season. That's how the Bills end up going to the playoffs. Sanders high up in the air, and Micah Hyde has it, and there he goes! Micah to the house!
Well, that's fun.
So I miss Micah Dolphins. Hyde.
Miami Dolphins memories, Micah Hyde taking an onside kick for a touchdown. That's so awesome.
God, you guys can't even do an onside kick thing, right?
Oh, man.
Even when they do a recover, which is mentioned in the commentary of that play, the Bills win anyway and make the playoffs.
Just rough. Just rough.
That's another piece to the lore, I guess, of Bills and Dolphins, by the way. Sean McDermott is so proficient against Miami. He breaks the drought.
Right.
Beating Miami.
In Miami, yeah. They did that was their part of it. Then Cincinnati has to obviously go on and beat Baltimore, but that's part of it is that, you know, Kyle Williams is able to score a touchdown. I don't necessarily know the score of it, but it never felt like Miami was like
they needed an onside kick just to try to
okay.
Stay alive in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They score a late touchdown.
Yeah, Bills win that game 22-16.
That was 2019, by the way, the onside kick reception.
Thank you.
Yes. My God. Miami, man. I keep asking the question, and I think it's just to prepare myself for 1:30 a.m. It can't be this easy, right? Because what the hell am I going to say at 1:30 in the morning when the Bills win 34-9?
I mean, hopefully, like, a defensive player. Like, but I'd love if we were, like, third game in a row. Ed Oliver's week one, Joey Bosa's week two, Greg Rousseau's week three. Like, that'd be kind of cool.
Well, that'd be great because Rousseau doesn't have any good metrics right now this year.
No, he does not. No.
I love how you're just...
I mean, like, a week before the season, I was like, I think a breakout year's coming for him. He's going to be good. And through 2 weeks, they've been like, oh, no, it's the exact opposite.
No.
He has not had a good – but so I'd like that if, like, it went Ed to Joey to Greg, and you're like, oh. All right, so
that would be nice.
We're having three different pass rushers have great games in a row. It's not just one guy, right? Like, that'd be great. Cole Bishop has another really good game. He played very well against the Jets.
Including getting a sack of his own.
So, I mean, like, I think there's absolutely going to be things to talk about. I think more, though, leading into the game, really the storyline, and this may upset some Bills fans, but I think realistically the storyline is just how bad the Dolphins have got. They have not kept pace with the Bills even slightly. A big part of that is the quarterback differences and the fact that Josh Allen is inarguably top three at his position, where Tua is fighting to be top 10. And even then, there is a difference between the Mahomes, Allen, and Jackson tier and everybody else. There just is. And to that point, the Bills have been able to stop the Dolphins' offense. Not necessarily like completely shutting them down, but they've been able to stop
them. Not all the time, but
where
a good amount of time.
Since Allen's ascension, and even somewhat before that, they haven't been able to stop Allen once.
Not even Allen. There's a game where they can make the playoffs with a win. They don't stop Matt Barkley.
No.
That is how bad Miami's defense has been with Buffalo. There are two games where Miami slows down Buffalo since it's been the Allen McDermott Bills.
One of them was played on the surface of the sun.
Yep. And that one still I blame on execution more than anything. But
they blow them out in almost every statistic.
Yes. And then, of course, the one game where there's far more stakes to it. And even then, that one win that Miami has, they pour Gatorade all over the head coach, and it's this big old celebration. And you've proceeded to get your teeth kicked in the next six times.
So that last win, 21-19 in Miami, September 25th, 2022. First downs, Buffalo 31, Miami 15. Total net yards, Buffalo 497, Miami 212.
You even start to see the red zone failures of Kenneth Dorsey starting to show up in this game, because it's the red zone that really kills them.
Time of possession, Buffalo 40 minutes, Miami just under 20.
Yeah, it's that they could not finish drives, including Allen seemingly out of gas. He throws this out pattern and it like skips to McKenzie.
Mm-hmm.
And then one play later, the butt punt happens. Where Trent Sherfield's hind should be enshrined in the Hall of Fame. Have you ever blocked a punt with your booty cheeks and it was your own team? Trent Sherfield proves to be a double agent, because then he also catches a memorable rebound pass in the 17-14 win.
I just like that.
The wild carom, he secures the thing as he's falling out of bounds. Is incredible stuff. I think it was also the same end zone that the butt punt happens.
It might be, yeah. It's crazy to me that that's the last win the Dolphins have had over the Bills. Obviously, it's in 22, so it's actually quite a bit a while ago.
But the problem is that you also have been getting battered and lost six straight since then.
Mm-hmm. And before that, your last win was 2018. When Allen just misses Charles Clay in the end zone, or you could argue Charles Clay drops it. Regardless, that play connects, they win it.
For Miami, in that moment, like, Buffalo's still just trying to figure their bearings out. They're currently building back up. You should not have let them be in that game.
Yeah, no. 803-0550, the number two call. Vibe check for tonight. Bills will be hosting the Miami Dolphins for Thursday Night Football. Let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll start today off with Ann on the line. Ann, how we doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing well.
We are calling from our sister's trip, Ann, Holly, and Cherry. And we're in Ohio, and we're rooting tonight, but we are getting really nervous with your comments, because overconfident sometimes, you know, we got the Dolphins coming in. They're terrible, but sometimes the Bills play down when they're playing a team that isn't so good.
And
so
I don't want to see that. I totally get that. Thanks for the call. I just, for me at least, and this is where I'm going to sit with it. Where both teams are going.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't see it. I cannot see the Dolphins surprising the Bills.
You know what I'm going to say to it? And this is almost villainous of me. I want there to be a good game. I want it to be a good game. Selfishly, I want it to be a good game. So am I trying to jinx it at this point? Actually, no. I'm trying to convince myself that it has to be a good game, right? I'm trying to convince myself, like, it can't be this bad. So I'm kind of doing the opposite.
I mean, I somewhat got there.
Because I'm perplexed.
Yeah, I somewhat got there earlier this week when I was mentioning the rivalry and how it's, to me at least, it's already kind of lost its luster. I don't have the generational hatred. I wasn't there during the 70s. I wasn't there during the 90s. What I know of Bills Jets is the Bills kind of beat them up. And even when they were both bad, well, they were both bad. Like, it didn't,
right.
They weren't taking anything from each other. And so, like, a part of me has, like, looked at other historic rivalries and gone, yeah, they haven't taken anything from me. Again, 90s and 70s and 80s fans, they have a different.
It's a different generation.
It's a different generation. It's a different feeling with the team. Sal talked about it with us. But for me, it's like, yeah, they haven't taken anything from me. This is just a butt-whooping of a division rival. For me, it's New England.
As a matter of fact, though, going further into Bills-Dolphins in this sense with the history, as you're bringing it up, the overall series is now 62-60-1. There's an entire decade the Bills don't beat the Dolphins in 20 attempts, which tells you since then it has been primarily Bills, and especially since 2018. And now you can even add to the additional lore of Bills break the playoff drought in Miami. The Bills celebrate breaking the playoff drought in Miami. A team that has the longest drought of winning a playoff game. How far the Dolphins have fallen organizationally is something that should be studied. But if I'm talking about recency and where they are right now, I've got a head coach saying, in order to win the games, you can't lose the games. Like,
yeah, he's devolved into word salad.
He's worse than that.
He seems like a guy that kind of is just waiting.
I've got a 7-year-old nephew that can list it off better than he can.
But honestly, like at a certain point, you almost do feel bad for Mike McDaniel because this is a guy's career, the whole thing.
Yes.
But he feels like a guy that is waiting for just to be handed the box
They've
to clean out
broken
his office.
Him.
Yeah.
That's the part I'm getting to. They've broken him.
Mm-hmm.
And again, for many Bills fans, I say it carefully, but you could almost start to feel bad for that team.
Almost. It's always.
And I want to make sure I say it with precision. I feel bad, but that's because the Dolphins haven't hurt me. The Dolphins haven't hurt you. New England did. And then there's the Jets.
We'll go back to the phones. Eddie is next up. Eddie, how are we doing?
Good. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
I'm just calling in. I was pretty nervous about the Dolphins a few years back when, Tua was lighting up the league and McDaniel was there. They thought he was, next Bill Parcells. Like, it was the one game with the Bills that Matt Milano put a hit on Tua, and he got a concussion. And I think it's been downhill since then. I don't think he has, the courage to stay in there any longer. I think he's gun-shy now, and it just hasn't been the same for the Dolphins, which I love. You know, I just think that, that's my opinion on it. What do you think?
Yeah, Eddie, thanks for the call. I don't know if this is the same season. I mean, Derek, you've mentioned it. Like,
right.
The Bills kind of alone have given Tua some of his biggest injuries. I will say they were absolutely on the rise in 23. You've mentioned it. That 70-20 game immediately followed up by the
Bills' offense being the buzzsaw, 48-20.
But even then, that season, they had the inside track to the division. They go on quite a good run there. They're 9-3 going into, I think this is a Thursday night game as well, against Tennessee. Then they lose to Will Levis. And it's a historic collapse. They lose that 28-27. They beat the Jets. They beat, effectively at that time, considered the NFC version of themselves in Dallas. And then they lose it all. They lose 56-19 to Baltimore. And then they lose that Bills game. You mentioned Trent Sherfield and all that, 21-14. It almost, like, I think you're right. Like, ultimately, that 70 point is their peak, and then it all kind of collapses. Really, looking back at it all now, it's losing to Tennessee. It's giving the Bills an opportunity to take the division back, and then they do. And since then, it has been all downhill from them. Again, I know the two injury could be in that same season. I forget, so apologies. But that has also been a big part of this as well, is that Tua has taken massive injuries. He has missed a lot of games for them in this run here. And it has just not been right for them. And in part as well, you do have to wonder about a guy of Tua's size, already picked up injuries in college, what have you. I know it's been brought up endlessly between Chargers fans and Miami fans of what if Miami did just pick the physical freak out of Oregon in Justin Herbert. I mentioned it, though, with the rivalry. I think the rivalry is far more juicier if that's the case. If there's Herbert and Allen.
Punchback.
If there's any punchback, where now it really is just they're the practice punching bag. They're the team you can get excited for because there is the historic element to it, and you get to embarrass them normally on a national stage as well. 803-0550, the number to call. Vibe check for tonight's game as the Bills will take on the Miami Dolphins for Thursday night football. Pre-game technically going on all day, but will officially begin at 3 p.m. Shoplin Bulldog, they'll be down at the stadium for today's game, so go check that out if you at all have time. Sal Capaccio will be joining the show at 11 o'clock. We'll get a word in on the Bills injury report, the Dolphins injury report, Sal's feelings for tonight as well. But hopefully take your phone calls when we come back. You'll listen to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.